a year ago this week, and she said, "Wow, what a difference between this camp and last year." And I'm thinking, look, I can't even remember yesterday. All right. Yeah. Okay. And no, sometimes I even hard time remembering my wife's name, right, Susan? Yeah. Oh, it's not Susan, is it? Oh, whatever. And but Susan's a good name, by the way. It's just not hers. And but it's been a good week. We have enjoyed it. I have enjoyed visiting with many of you. I haven't had a chance to spend. I've tried to have meals with you, and I like doing that. Hey, you know, that's one of the things we're going to do when we go to heaven. One of the first things we're going to do is sit down with the Lord Jesus Christ and have a meal together. Amen. All right. And but I've tried to visit with all of you. I didn't make all my appointed rounds, but there's a bunches of you. So Brother Dustin said a little while ago, there's a little difference between juniors and teens. Anybody know what the major difference is? What is the major difference?
Attitude.
Pardon?
Attitude.
Oh. They noticed. Somebody else. Yes, sir.
They're older.
Oh, yeah. They're older. So what does that put me? Let's see. Okay. You know, geriatrics.
There we go.
All right. You guys got that right? Jerry, never mind. Whatever. Yes, what's the difference?
They're more responsible. They're supposed to.
Not very observant. Now, here's the difference. So, just so, because, you know, some of you guys, you're going to have this traumatic change in your life that's going to happen real soon. So, what happens somewhere 10, 13, somewhere in there, you go to sleep one night and, you know, you got your mind and, you know, and all those kind of things. And you wake up the next morning and your pillow's all wet and yucky and stuff. And what happened was, as you slept over the night, your brains all slipped out your ear. Okay? And you say, "Do you really believe that?" Uh-huh. But anyway. By the way, I'm not the only one who believes that. But it's been fun. I my wife and I have enjoyed our time. It has been a blessing. If we get this guy to cooperate here. And my wife commented the fact that the notes. What, Mrs. Gear?
No, I was just going to say, the truth is that the young people that are going into teens next year, this year they're at the top of the ladder, but next year, all the way at the bottom of the ladder.
How many know what a totem pole is?
All of life.
Okay, a totem pole. It's those things that the Indians would carve, you know, and have the, you know, and the buzzard and the beaver and all that kind of stuff. So, young people, can I tell you that life is all about totem poles? Uh-huh. What happens is, so when you went to your first day of school, you were at the bottom of the totem pole. And it's okay. It's all right. Should be right, mate. Alright? And by the time you finish kindergarten, you're graduating kindergarten, you're at the top of the totem pole. And then you go to first grade, and you think, yeah, and you get there and go, oh, you're at the bottom of the totem pole in elementary school. And then you get to, you know, you finish sixth grade and go, yay, you're at the top of the totem pole. And then you go to junior high and you go, oh, you're at the bottom of the totem pole. And that's just the way life is. It's just the way life is. And it's okay. And you say, when you get all done with school, that's all over with, right? No, it's not over with. And life is just that way. Well, we're coming to the end, and we're done at what time again?
it's
10:45. 10:45. Okay, and good. I just want us to sit and to remember, young people. I like going to camp. Lots of activities. Get to see friends. Get new experiences. But the reason we come to camp is for this. The reason we come to camp is for this. Appreciate what Joseph said. Attitude. Young people, attitude is everything. It really is. Attitude really is everything. Now, that attitude is, it comes in negatives, and attitude comes in positives. And it doesn't take long for any person in this room to work on the negative. Inertia, we're going backwards. All right, and the reason being we're going backwards is because we've been distracted. All right, and usually attitude it has got really nothing to do with out there. Usually attitude has everything to do with right here, but we make excuses for out there. But it's important that we understand that we need this. And this is why we come to camp. And I've enjoyed the week. It's been fun. It's been fun seeing the Lord working some of your lives. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here directly. Mrs. Geer, put that in your little hand because I am going to lose that. Okay? Do not give me a ballpoint pen. Do not give me a pocket knife. Do not give me anything like, don't give me keys, don't give me anything, because I will lose it, all right? And that's why I have a wife, okay? And so she is my helpmeet. And you know, fellas, it wouldn't be a bad idea to start praying for one. Oh, yeah. You say, I'm really, 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 really young. They're getting harder and harder to find. Amen? Girls, wouldn't be a bad idea. And no, you don't need a wife today. And you don't need a husband today. But tomorrow will be here really fast. Really fast. So I want to remember what's happened this week. I want you to remember. I don't want the crowd to remember. I want you, that person sitting in your chair, to remember some things, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on them, but we all need to remember. We all need to remember. We're not going to. I'm going to bypass this. There we go. We need to remember that all of us in this room, all of us in this room, have a last permanent address. Every one of us in this room have what? A last permanent address. Let's all say it together. All of us in this room have a what? A last permanent address. And that address is heaven, or that address is hell. There is no in-betweens. Alright? Your permanent address is not based on your intelligence. Your permanent address is not based on your strength. Your permanent address is not based on your handsomeness or your beautiness. All right, it's not based on any of that. It is sorely based on the fact that you realized you're a sinner, you needed a Savior, you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that is what establishes your permanent address in what? In heaven. Okay. What do you have to do to get the other permanent address? Nothing. Go nowhere. Go backwards. Go to the left. Okay? You can do everything in between. But God's word tells us straight is the way that leadeth unto what? Life everlasting. Okay? And we all have a permanent address. Second thing is fools despise wisdom. Nabal and the children of Bethel. We have an individual. Nabal was churlish, and he died as a fool. Those children at Bethel, those church children, they acted what? Foolish, all right? And so the fool, he despises wisdom. And foolishness always produces hard consequences, always. Now those consequences may be immediate. Those consequences may be down the track. But there are always consequences for foolishness. Then we talked about the wise desire wisdom. Jesus and the four Hebrew children. And wisdom always produces what? Benefits. Wisdom always produces what?
Benefits.
Always produces what?
Benefits.
Okay. Then we talked about inertia. You need to constantly, I need to constantly, we need to constantly check our inertia. Am I standing still? Am I going off to the side? Am I backing up? Or am I going straight forward? Every one of us need to check our spiritual inertia all the time. All the time. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Hey, bus ride's coming. You sleep in. Then we talked about what are you offering up. We talked about gravity. Are you following God's law of gravity? What you give does what? Comes back. Okay? So, the question is this morning, what will you do with what you've heard? Let's pray and we'll finish. Father, we ask your blessings on these young people. We pray for safety as all of us as we travel. And pray, Lord, for safety as we travel through this life. And pray, Father, that every one of us would take heed to these things. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. We thank you for the verses memorized. We thank you for decisions. We thank you for victories. We thank you for friendships. We thank you for just the blessings and opportunities and the things learned and the fun that we've had, the joy that we've learned. And just ask God that you bless in these areas. Father, as we come to the end now of this day, it's not the end of these things, but Father, it's actually the beginning of these things that we've talked about this week. We pray all for the teenagers, we pray for the adults, and for these children. Ask God that you just work in our hearts, Holy Spirit, do what we can't, speak what we can't, and be what we can't. We just ask God that you be honored and glorified in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, this morning, what are you going to do with what you've heard? Now, we've been working with young people for a long time, and there'll be young people walk out that door a little bit later, and they'll walk out and they will forget everything that's happened. They just do. But I believe there's some young men, I believe there's some young ladies in this room who and will take some of what they've heard this week and actually do something with it that would bring honor and glory to God. The verse that you had there, Psalm 19:1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Young people, as we looked at the heavens last night, some of you oohed and awed. But I want to tell you something. That is not what we looked at last night. That is not the ultimate of his creation. The ultimate of his creation is sitting in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Listen, planets and stars and constellations and Milky Ways and all that kind of stuff were not created in his image.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We are created in his image. God did not breathe into them the breath of life. He breathed into us the breath of life. Man became a living soul. All right, and so we are the ultimate of God's creation. And so I hope that there'll be some young people that will take some of these things and they will go out those doors and they will not soon forget. By the way, a short pencil's better than a long memory. Again, you ought to write things in your book. You ought to write some things in your Bible because that'll help you to remember. But this morning, I want to look at and see.
sang the song yesterday. Hey, bring this cat right over here. Can you see now, girls? No, you can't see now?
Maybe we can move the pulpit.
Okay, maybe we can move the pulpit.
We can move the pulpit. With my pipes, are you kidding? Is it heavy? Are you? Yeah, okay. And so, now can you see, girls?
Yes.
Okay, some of you can't see. The reason is you're a slave. Okay, so open up your eyes and you can see. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And the things that we have heard, what are you going to do with this? Things that we have heard. Here's what I'm going to do with this coffee right now. I'm going to take a drink. Okay. My favorite, okay? My favorite is Starbucks Sumatra. All right? Yes. Anybody else? Starbucks Sumatra, okay? Justine, have you ever even drank coffee in your whole life? I told your dad last night, sweetheart, that I wanted to take you home with me. He said, oh, you'd be bringing him back real quick. Listen, okay, I'm married. Some of you think my wife is quiet stuff. I want to tell you something. I'm married to Spitfire, okay? And she's pretty feisty, all right? And that's good. I'm glad. But In Matthew chapter 7, who there say amen?
Amen.
Some of you aren't there. I see that. So you can say, you don't say oh man, you say oh amen. You don't say amen, you say oh me, alright? Okay. Oh, by the way, you young people, you just keep saying amen. Amen?
Amen.
Some of you need to go home to your whole church, and while the preacher's preaching, just right out loud, Holy Spirit just kind of give you a little punch right there, and you say amen. Okay? Now here's what's going to happen. A whole bunch of people are going to turn and look at you. That's okay. Alright? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now girls, you keep saying amen. But here's what happens. I'm telling you, put your hand on that pillow. All your brain's going to seep out your ear one minute. And then you won't say amen anymore. When you get to be about 21, 22, 23, 24, girls don't say amen. They say, ah, men. So when you get a little older and you're sitting in church and the preacher's sitting, you say, ah, men. Your parents are going to say, oh, she's done lost it. They're going to go check your pillow. You're not soggy. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Look at that with me. Let's read Matthew 24 through 28. Let's do that together. Here we go. Ready? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had heard these sayings, that the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as a scribe. Father, again, he asks that you bless these words. Help every one of us, young and old, Father, to take these, hide them in our hearts, but Father, be, as James says, that we be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. Lord, help us in this matter. We'll thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. And so, I want to illustrate this tonight, or this morning.
And which reminds me, I wrote out all the messages stuff and gave it to them, and it got lost. So I need to do that again for the titles.
Oh,
okay? And so, the scriptures tell us that the wise man did what? He built his house upon a
rock.
Now, boys and girls, is that rock a what, or is that rock a who? A what or a who?
A what.
It's a who. Amen. Okay. So the rock is what?
Who.
Okay. And so we'll look here in a little bit, and a lot of folks try to build on a what, but there are no whats that can help us, but Jesus can. That Jesus isn't a what, Jesus is a who. Amen? Alright? And so, Bible tells us that Jesus is the rock, right? And so the wise man in this illustration here, and I'm sorry I'm standing in your way, but I'll move here in just a bit, okay? Jesus is the rock of my salvation. His banner over me is what?
Love.
That's right, okay? And so Jesus is the rock, okay? And Jesus is a who, all right? Boys and girls, again, every one of us in this room have a permanent address. Make sure your permanent address is where?
Heaven.
Make sure it's where?
Heaven,
okay? And again, if you're here and it's something you've never really done, you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, listen. Please don't leave here without Jesus Christ. And again, you're not going to... Don't miss heaven. Don't miss heaven. That's the distance from here to here. Don't miss heaven. You're not going to think your way to heaven. You can't go to. You can't join a church. You can't memorize verses. You can't put money in the offering. You can't do. You can't be good. All right. You cannot be good. Bible says there's none good. No, not one. And just for the record, I haven't met a good kid in this room. Okay, I'm sorry, what your mother says. Okay, you're her little darling. You're her little angel. I understand that, but you need to tell mom and say, Mom, I'm a fallen angel. Okay, alright? Alright? And so, the Bible's very clear. There's none good, no, not one. Alright? And so we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But a lot of people get this idea, you know, that it's just once you're saved, then it's a kind of a done deal. Well, folks, it's not a done deal. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, it tells us that we're to leave the doctrine of Christ, which is salvation, and then to go on. Can I tell you, salvation is the greatest decision you'll ever make. It is. Amen?
Amen.
And the second greatest decision I ever made was to give my life to the Lord. And the third greatest decision I ever made was to marry this lady right here. Alright? And by the way, greatest decision she ever made was to trust Christ as her Savior. And the second greatest decision she ever made is to serve the Lord. And he put all that together, and it is fun. It's been fun being married to you. Okay. I see you're finally getting around to seeing it my way. Ha! Alright, anyway. I'm fooling myself. Okay. And so young people, Jesus is your answer. We have his word. We have the answer. You have struggles, you have heartaches, you have decisions, I'm telling you, it's right here. It's right here. And you learn to walk with wise men because they find their help right here. Their foundation is the rock of Jesus Christ. And with the Bible says in the multitude of counselors, they're saying, all right, let's put our Bible away there, and the string or whatever it is we're doing. In the multitude of counselors of safety, learn to walk with wise men. Learn to do that. You need to go home and make mom and dad your best friend. You need to find folks in the church who are walking with the Lord. You need to make them their friend. Now, I'm not saying that you guys here aren't friends, but I want to tell you something. I like this guy right now. I do indeed. I like him. Hey, he's a good fellow when he's asleep. Alright? Okay. And you know what? I can learn from Joseph. I can.
can do that. Last night, I somebody said, I wanna verse you for the year. Which one? Okay. They said, no, I want to verse you. And I'm thinking, I don't think I know what this is. Okay? Do you guys know what that means?
Yes.
Yes.
Who asked you? Okay? And I found out that he wanted to what? Challenge me. He should have done that. I smoked him the second time. Anyway, all right. Boys and girls, no, I may not, and some of these folks here, they may not know all of the terms of the times. You guys might know the terms of the times. But again, these adults, they can help. Why? Because they're on the right foundation. Also. Amen.
Amen.
And so the wise man built his house upon the rock. And the Bible says, and the rains came, and the floods came, and the winds came. And most of you young people in this room right now, you live under an umbrella of protection. You live under the umbrella of protection of your family. Alright? Whatever that might be. Okay? I think I mentioned to you, I don't remember for sure, I didn't grow up with my parents. I grew up with my grandparents. And my childhood, there were times my child was pretty smart. Pretty smart. Right? And can I tell you something? Look up here at me. If that's you, your childhood is stormy. You just need to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and it'll be okay. I didn't have that as a child. I wasn't saved as a child. I didn't know these things as a child. I didn't have this as a child. And I'm very, very, very grateful for the God of heaven who got a hold of my heart, even though I was much older, even though I made a lot of bad choices, which I'm still paying for today. I'm glad he brought me up. Young people, you're here. Many of you trusted Christ. You got a home church. You got people that love you. You got things like this, all this in heaven too. I'm telling you, you have no excuses. None at all. It's okay. It'll be all right. So, And in life, sometimes, I don't want to get ahead of myself. This man had an opportunity to hear, and what he heard, he said, that's good advice. And he built his house, he built his life on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And there was another fellow there, the foolish man. The foolish man, he had a chance to hear too, right? And so the foolish man, what he did was he didn't necessarily trust in food. He put his trust in other things. All right? And so the foolish man, he put his trust in the things of this world. Education. Money. Abilities. Beauty. Strength. He put his in friends. This man here, he heard, he said, but you know what? I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it my way. That way doesn't sound fun to me. That way doesn't sound cool to me. That way doesn't sound great to me. I think I want to do it my way because it's my life. It's my life. And so I can do whatever I want to do. Alright? And so the foolish man, he built his house upon the things of this world.
the cares of this world. And again, the Bible says that the storms came, and the rains came, the floods came, the winds came, and it beat on that house. The house on the rock stood what?
Firm.
But the house on the sand, what happened to it?
Splat.
It splat. Now, every one of us in this room, all of us, every one of us in this room are going to go through this. We're going to go through what is called the storms of life. Every one of us are going to go through storms of life. All of us. Storms of life. All of us. Okay? Every person in this room is going to go through storms. The older you get, the more storms you would have been through. The older you get, the stronger the storms get. Can I tell you, the older you get, the more funerals you will attend. The older you get, and by the way, one day you will attend your own funeral. One day. The older you get, storms come. Misunderstandings. Every person should wake up. Every person in this room is going to go through storms of life of misunderstandings. Every person in this room is going to go through storms of life where a family member, a friend, will turn their back on you. Or, listen, might even take and stick a knife in your back and twist it. Every person in this room is going to go through that. And this, it may start while you're very, 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 very young. Okay? Every person in this room, you're going to have to go through sickness. All right? Somebody, and you say, well, most times children don't have, you know, terrible sicknesses and stuff like that. That's all on the increase, by the way. It is, okay? But every person in this room, you're going to have heartache. You're going to have discouragement. You're going to have hurt. You're going to have misunderstandings. You're going to have loss. Every person in this room is going to go through it. And the older you get, the more it happens. The older you get, the stronger they come. It just is that way. That's life. Okay? Again, sitting up straight. Wake up. Most of you live under an umbrella of protection. Most of you right now, things go awry. Things don't go just exactly right. Mommy and Daddy is there to what? Protect you. But there's going to be a time, girls, there's going to be a time, fellas, there is no Mommy or Daddy. By the way, when you get out there, listen, even here, amongst some of your friends, and maybe some things have gone on, maybe in the shower rooms, maybe in the dorms, maybe out there, and something said, something done. And there's not a mommy or daddy there to help you right at that moment. I'm going to tell you, built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, you do have help in Jesus Christ. And there's something you could have done about that. You could have taken that stand. You didn't have to act foolish. You could have had your wisdom. Amen. All right? And so, these things are going to come, and every one of us are going to go through storms of life. Every one of us. You're not going to get out of it. It's not going to pass you by. Those storms of life are coming to you. And when those storms come, and we're not just talking about salvation. A lot of times, this verse that we find here in Matthew chapter 7 and starting verse 24 is dealing with just salvation. No, it's not. It's dealing with life. And life starts, by the way, with salvation. Jesus said that He came that you might have life. You might have it what? More abundantly. Life starts with Jesus Christ. But that's not the end. Fact is, that's just a huge blessing in a moment. But then you've got to go on through life. Amen.
Amen.
Storms are coming, girls. Storms are coming, fellas. And when those storms come, Time is always a test. Always a test. We will see in time. And then we sing this song, you know, the rains came and the floods came and the winds blew and on and Mrs. Gear, okay, this thing is just like, it's not a rainstorm, it's like a sprinkle, okay? There we go. Okay, we got her.
Okay. I think we got the point. I thought about pouring some coffee on it, but so let me ask you something. This week, you've heard a lot of stuff. This week, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? So I told you last night, I had something very special I want to do. Is there a young man? Is there a young lady? Will stand up, come up here, and tell us a decision you've made this week. And what are you going to do about it? You say, Brother Gear, that's like serious pressure. That's what you need. That's what you need. It's not time to zip up your Bible case and call it quits. We're not done. Is there a young man, young lady, willing to come up here, face you, and say, here's a decision I have made this week, and here is what I'm going to do about it. Yes, sir. Come on. He came and spoke to me last night. Go ahead.
I decided that, I'm going to be a missionary to London, but I decided to go the extra mile and not just tell a few people about Jesus while I'm there, but live my life there to tell.
Okay. Well, what about telling people right now about Jesus? Can I tell you there's a whole lot of people in America that need Jesus Christ? Amen? You do that now? How can you do that? How can you tell people right now in America about Jesus?
And you know, gospel tracts and going to the stores. Be bold.
Amen. And be what? Bold. I like that. Amen? All right? Very good. Have a seat. Justine? Quick. Hurry. Hey, listen, stay right here. She came to my wife and talked to her about that. And my wife told me those absolute very words she just said. It's in there, it's in there. Now, you go do something about it. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Run and see. Somebody else. Yes, sir.
I'm going to take more time with my devotions.
Okay. And so how are you going to do that?
I'm going to look at what the words mean. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I didn't understand it, I'd just go through it.
Okay.
But this time I'm going to try to understand the words.
Okay. So I'm about to give your folks the name of a book you need to get. Okay. It's called the Webster's 1828 Dictionary. Every word in the King James Bible is in that dictionary. Alright? Okay? And so that's a good thing to do. Now, so devotion's better. So we talked about something this week. What do you suppose would be a good thing as far as those devotions? What about no Bible?
No breakfast.
What do you think of that? Like that? You like breakfast? Yeah. Enjoy your Bible, my friend. Yeah. By the way, Mom's sitting right there. Okay. Is there a girl? Yes. Come on.
I decided
I would get more into my church ministry instead of caring about friends and being there at church just because there's friends. I wanted to be there because it's the Lord's house.
So do you have any church members in here? Okay. Did you hear her say that? Hold her feet to the fire. Alright? So in other words, when she gets to hanging around with you girls too much, you say, excuse me. That's what friends do. Friends encourage friends to do what's right. Amen? Amen. Good. Hey, listen, how do you suppose you could get better into the church ministry? What do you suppose you could do? Good. Excellent. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. Excellent. Good. Young man? Yes, sir. Joseph.
I'm not going to go on my phone too much. I
still
get my Bible book.
Amen. You're going to stop calling your friends? Is that what you're saying?
I really only have all my phone notifications, so I can't really call them.
But
I'm going to stop being on my phone,
playing
the
games
and stuff. So, like, going outside
to find
more.
Okay, good. Go outside. Hey, can I tell you, when I was your age, Joseph, the phone was off limits. I was not allowed to touch phones. That'd be a good rule. Amen.
Yeah.
That's a good rule. We bought our son a cell phone when he was 18. He could have bought one anyway, so it wouldn't have made a difference. But that's when he got his first cell phone, and I controlled it. And it was an ugly old flip phone. So, some of you need to go home and say, Mom and Dad, save yourself some money. Cancel my cell phone. Excellent idea. Try it out. You'll like it. There's an open school no more. A girl? Yes, come on. You have church members here?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Where are they?
My brother.
Your brother? Anybody else?
And one of the counselors, Josiah.
Okay. I know what Josiah is. Yes, sweetheart. Go ahead. What are you going to do?
I decided that I was going to read God's Bible more and talk to him more.
Okay. When do you suppose it would be a good time to do that? What about before breakfast? Yes. You like breakfast?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know you like cereal. I saw that. It looked like you was storing up for the next week. Okay? No Bible?
No Bible.
Okay? You have any church members here?
Yes.
Where? Okay? No Bible? What? No
breakfast.
Okay? You need to go home. Say, Mom? No Bible? No breakfast. Amen. Good. All right. Somebody else. Yes, sir. Duke. Come on. Why don't you talk to them, okay?
I decided to be more faithful and obedient to my parents and God and to, like, do more.
How about no Bible?
No breakfast.
You like that idea? Be okay? You know what? I'm telling you, I know your mom and dad. You tell your mom and dad, no Bible, no breakfast. I know what they're going to do.
No Bible?
I like it. Young lady. Yes, sir? Come on up here. Yes, sir. Come on up here, Mr. Dunbar. He came and spoke to me a couple times this week about some things.
Made a decision to follow the right crowd to do right instead of following and doing whatever everyone else does. And also being kind of going to be a missionary to the Louise because I was a missionary, his name is Pastor Whitaker. And he said to my mom,
Okay. Anybody leaves?
Yes.
Very good, very good. All right. Well, I want to tell you something, my friend. Your decision to not follow your friends is going to be a problem. All right? But you need to find some what? Wise men. And I know your home church, and guess what? There's some wise men there. Okay? You know that family by name of the, I'm going to get this wrong, the cement man, David Curry. No? Did I say Corey?
Oh, yes.
You know that guy?
Yes.
Okay. Your dad?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather. Okay? All right. He's a pretty good fellow. Mm-hmm. Okay? Especially in sleep. What? Okay. Find some wise men. Okay? So you need to trade. Nothing wrong with that. Trade your little friends, get you some wise. Girl. Yes, sir? Come on. And what does he want you to do? Tell me one thing he wants you to do. Okay? In Psalm 1, get your Bible out. Go ahead. Psalm 1. If you ever want to know what God wants you to do, in the book of Micah, it says, He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Look at Psalm 1 with me, young people. Everyone of you. Let's read together. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditateth day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord will know the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. You know what that says? That says you need to be very careful who you hang around with. Amen? And it also says, no Bible, no breakfast. It says it right there in verse 2. Alright? It also says that if you hang around foolish people, there are consequences. But it says that if you seek after wisdom, there are blessings and opportunities. So that's right there. That's what the Lord wants you to do. Somebody else. Young lady? Young man. Yes, sir. Hey, who's some of these right people you're hanging around with?
My pastor, my parents, my grandparents.
Good. Listen, be a friend to your friends. But find some nice people. Okay. All right. Yes, please. Come on, Miss Megan.
I decided that if at church I'm going to spend more time with the older people in my church instead of always staying around the
parents. Good. Are there any church members in here?
Just my brother.
Where's your brother? There he is. Good. Josiah, right? Yep. Excellent. Very, very, very. Did you hear her say that? Good. 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 Anybody else? Yes, sir? Quick.
I decided that God wanted to take the missionary to somewhere in the world.
Excellent. So, how about getting prepared to be a missionary? One of the greatest things I can think of right now is no
Bible, no breakfast.
Excellent. That looks to me like you like breakfast.
I decided to be more faithful to God by not playing outside and playing with my friends and doing stuff like that as much. So I can read my Bible and pray a little bit.
Amen. And how about going home and say, Mom, no?
My dad's doing no breakfast.
She's going to hold it to you. I hope she does, buddy. Amen. Good. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right. Some of you, you need to go home. Today's Friday, and maybe your pastor's here. Or you're seeing tomorrow or Sunday. You need to go to your pastor. Looking up here. You need to go see your pastor. And you need to ask him, Pastor, would you mind if I could stand at the door and be one of the greeters at our church? And you're there for every service. Wednesday, Sunday morning, Sunday night, special meetings. You young men, get your tie on. Listen, you're preparing them. And don't you let those men do the work. You young men learn to open the door for folks. You young men learn to stick out your hand and give them a good, firm handshake. Look them in the eye and speak to them. Tell them who you are. That's how they're doing. Now, some of the people walk in the door and they know who you are. Speak to them. Jared, I need you to listen. That'll help you, fellas. Girls, same with you. It'd be a blessing to you. You go see your pastor and say, Pastor, would you let me be part of the folks who greet people at the door? Something else. We gave you guys gospel tracts. Some of you have a long way going to home. Some of you are probably going to stop someplace. The potty breaks, etc., etc., etc. Those gospel tracts, you need to take those gospel tracts and you need to say, Lord, somebody in this building that needs us. And you need to take that gospel tract and you need to walk up to somebody. And here's how I do gospel tracts. In America, you give gospel tracts to a lot of people. Here's what they do. They throw it out. They look at you and say, yeah, thanks, whatever. They just put it to the side. Here's what I do. I carry gospel tracts, and I carry gospel tracts from foreign countries. And I'll walk up to somebody, and I'll say, the tracts I happen to have with me right now is a foreign country. All right? It's not a foreign country to me. All right? It is to you. And maybe someday you'll be fortunate enough to visit there. I am from the Republic of Texas. Right? People all the time are in foreign countries. If you're from America, I say, no, we're from Texas. But I'll hand that. I say, hey, listen, the next time you're in Australia, come see us. Australia? Yeah. Hey, thanks. You know what I do? It causes an interest. And at least maybe they'll read some of it. You say, well, they can't go to church in Australia. We don't need to get them to church. We need to get them to Jesus. Jesus will take care of the church. Amen.
Amen.
All right? So people, a lot of times they say, well, I'm not near my church, so why don't I give out gospel tracts? Your church isn't taking anybody to heaven. Jesus is taking them to heaven. We need to get them to Jesus Christ. So, handing out tracts, talking to people. You young men need to practice shaking hands with strangers and look them in the eye and speak to them. Right? He's not a stranger. He's your friend, Jerry. That's easy in here. Alright, just here you're going
to
say something.
I was just going to see if you wanted me to bring up those two pictures of those kids.
Okay. Alright, and I got to go. It's time. We got just a couple more minutes. So, I want to tell you about Esther. Esther, when I first met Esther, I'll explain to you, we got off at the 169th Street.
You know what? Those were the ones that disappeared.
Okay.
But you can still tell me about it.
We got off at the 169th Street
subway exit, the F train in Queensland. And passed the minister, we walked up and ran down the street and got in a van, church van. So I opened up the church van door. There's a little teeny girl. I mean, she's little.
She's
okay? And she's got on this white, long, frilly dress on. She's got little frilly little things on her socks. She's got black patent shoes. She has a red wool long coat on. She has little white gloves on, and she's sitting with her legs crossed with her hands like so. She's sitting in a car seat. Open the van door, she turns and she says, "What are you looking at?" I said, "Yes! I like this girl." I carried one of those. And Esther? Well, I like doing this. I like going out and if I can, place where people pass by. Their church is on Hillside Avenue in Jamaica, Queens. I know it means nothing to you. But you step out their church front door and you go 1, 2, 3. And literally tens of thousands of cars, 1 to 4 hours a day, passing. But on their little sidewalk right there, literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people walking all the time. I gave you a handful of tracks, and I took little Esther. She was four. Three? Four.
She was four, I think.
A little bitty thing. And I gave Esther a couple of tracks, and I said, "Now, Esther, you and I are going to hand out tracks right here." And she's like, and I said, "Now, Esther, here's what we're going to do. Okay? Here's what we're going to do. Is if I offer a track to somebody right here and they don't take it, Esther, it's your job to make sure they take that. Okay? I show her how to do this. Right? I show her how to do this. I show her how to do this. Right? And so I hand out tracks to people and invite them to church service. Sir, ma'am, can you do this? Okay? Somebody just walked by and said, "Sick of Esther." And Esther would run down the street. It's New York City. I didn't go with her. She would run down the street through that crowd of people, and she would catch up with them, and she would grab their legs. And she'd grab their skirt. And then when they stopped, turn around, she'd go. That's a mess. One time we were, a group of us were in Esther's house. We were talking there, and Esther, she pushed her way in there, and like some of you guys did this to me. And she started running her mouth, and I'll tell you what, I don't deal well with children with mouths, all right? And nobody did anything about it. And I'll tell you what, I just had enough of it, and I went, and Esther and her family looked at me, and Esther got up, and she came over, and she threw her arms around my legs and like to squeeze my leg off. One time she came, and I'm sitting in a chair, she came and put her arm around my neck, she says, "Put it here, I love you." You know what, Esther's still in New York City, and she's still in El Paso. And she's not shy. Amen. Well, a picture of a little girl. She's not a little girl now. She's a married woman.
Ariana.
She's going to be a missionary in Guyana. Rock. 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 We have a picture of her. She's probably 7.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she is sitting on her front out on the street there with a little neighbor girl, and she's got a Bible out, and Ariana, at the age of 7, led her neighbor friend to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We have a picture of a camp we were at a year ago.
Yep.
Of two little boys. And there was a little boy there, and he loved the Lord. And listen, his life, his family stuff, was a disaster. loved God. And there was a boy there, came to camp, and he made friends with him. And they're just sitting there, Indian style, just sitting out in the middle of the sidewalk. And he's taking the Bible, and he's showing that little boy how he's saying, I asked you the very first night, when was the last time you told someone about Jesus Christ? You say your final destination is heaven. What is theirs? And what do you do? Every head back, right? So look. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for lives that you're working in. Thank you for some of these testimonies. And Lord, we just ask every one of us, young and old, that you would help us. We need you. Lord, we realize our final destiny. Lord, we realize the consequences of foolishness. We realize the consequences or the blessings of wisdom. But we also ask God to help us to understand that we check our spiritual life every day. We go forward, we go backwards, or we go into the side. Lord, help us to realize our responsibility of telling others about Jesus Christ. We just ask, Lord, that you would just bless these young people's lives. Thank you for every one of them. Safety as we travel home. Lord, we look forward to a day when there's no more goodbyes. We will forever be with you. And we just ask that you bless. Thank you for the week. Thank what you've done. Thank what you'll do. We'll thank you, Jesus. Christ.